866-222.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy New Year's to all of you. You are in for a real treat this morning. I know a lot of you traditionally on New Year's morning will sit down in front of the TV and enjoy the Tournament of Roses parade. I've been very, very fortunate. I have taken two groups of listeners to the Tournament of Roses parade. We spent a little bit of time working on the floats. We've gone into the buildings where the floats were being put together, where they were being assembled. Got up real, real early, saw the parade, went to the park where all the floats go, and where thousands of people walk by them to take all of the pictures. But never knew anybody that really had anything to do with the parade. Until this past year, I was at a meeting at Bayer Advance in Raleigh, North Carolina, and met a fellow garden radio and writer named Lance Wilhelm. And Lance lives in California, and he owns a 17-acre citrus ranch. And he's also a garden writer, and he works with Bayer Advance to help to make growing roses a lot easier for you. Bayer had a great idea, because Lance has a brother named Rex. And both Rex and Lance had a dream. Lance's dream was to become the best gardener he could to help the environment, to grow healthy produce, beautiful flowers. While on the other hand, his brother Rex saw the future. His ultimate dream was to become an astronaut. He worked hard, and Rex became a mission specialist on 3 NASA space shuttles, and he was part of the last crew on Atlantis. On July of this year, 2011, and the two brothers are going to be on the float during the Rose Bowl parade. Now, due to the holiday falling on Sunday, New Year's, the parade's going to be tomorrow. So I said, this would be the perfect time to talk to these two gentlemen, and that way they can tell you about the float, the parade, and everything that goes into it. So without any further ado, gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Morning, Paul.
Terrific. Good morning. How is the weather in beautiful California?
Boy, it's been warm. We're expecting temperatures into the 80s today, so it's been absolutely gorgeous. Just beautiful. You know, it does present a little bit of challenge with the floats, though, because, you know, with the weather being as warm as it is, they don't want the flowers to get on the float too early and have the roses kind of open up too early and then wilt. So the last day is really going to be a busy one. They're going to get everything on there today, and it's going to be beautiful for us tomorrow morning.
It really is something. When we were at the parade and they came in to judge, you could not have 1 square inch that was not covered with either a flower petal, a seed, or something that was natural, a bark mulch. It was just incredible. Could you tell us a little bit about this wonderful float that Bayer has built for both of you?
Sure, I'd love to. You know, the theme of the parade this year is Just Imagine, and the Bayer Advance float is called Garden of Imagination. And like you said, it's kind of the story of two brothers who spent their childhood in the garden and dreamed of bigger things. And so Rex and I are going to be on it. There's going to be 20,000 roses on it, which is really incredible. And it's just like you were saying, Paul. You know, every one of those roses is in a little vial of water so that they stay fresh. And you have to time it perfectly to put them on the float so that they just open up at the right time, and they're literally petal to petal. And then, you know, you were talking about some of the dried things. That's one of the things that really amazes me, the textures that they create with all the dried seeds. For instance, if you look at the Bayer Advance float, and we'll be the fifth float in the parade, you'll notice that they've constructed kind of like a rock wall in the float. And to create those textures, they've used things like clover seed, flax seed, crushed walnut hulls, rice, sesame seed, and different lentils. So, and a lot of times, you know, they'll take the rice and they'll put it in a blender and they'll blend it all up, and then they'll put a little glue on the side of the float, and then they'll blow the rice right onto the glue. They're just so creative.
It really is amazing. The thing that, Lance, I don't know if you saw this, I'm sure you did, but when we were there the first time, one of the floats that was there was the typical American family. And they had the mother, the father, and a couple of kids, and a dog. And they had the faces all covered with flowers, and it looked beautiful, just as is. And all of a sudden, these two women came into this building where we were working, carrying these briefcases. They got into a machine that lifted them to the top of the float where the faces were. And the people around us said, "Those are the makeup ladies." And I said, "What do you mean, makeup ladies?" And they said, "We have women who come in here, and they will put makeup on the faces of all of the characters." And I said,
"Amazing!"
I thought that you had to use all natural. And they said, "Yes." And they had like coffee grounders, and they were grinding different seeds and different pods and different beans and paint, and with brushes attaching these powders that they had ground as makeup to make the floats look that much better. So everything is totally, totally natural.
Yeah, it's really amazing what they do. And you know, a couple of years ago, we had a float that had a representation of the Rose Bowl itself. And on the side of it, they put what they called floral graphs. And these were recreations of some of the very early programs for the parade and for the game. And they actually, you know, most of the people that work on the floats are volunteers. But like you say, they bring in these artists. And these artists created these wonderful covers of these programs, and you look at them and you swear they were photographs, and they worked for days and hours on them. They're just, it's amazing, the creativity.
It really, really is amazing. Now, Rex, tell us about this. Is this going to be as exciting as going into space for you?
You know, it really is. It's kind of neat. It combines both Lance and my career. You know, I kind of liken the Rose Parade to a space shuttle launch, because for a space shuttle launch, you really can't appreciate what it's like unless you're there to witness it. And just what you've been describing this morning about these floats, they look beautiful on TV, but you just can't imagine what they're like unless you get a chance to come out here one day and see the parade and come up to the floats before the parade and look at just what incredible detail they are. So it's an absolute thrill to be a part of this, and this is the first time I've got to ride in the Rose Parade. So being from California, it's going to be a real treat.
And to be on the same float with your brother, I'm sure, is going to be a real treat also.
Yeah, it really is. Like I say, it's neat to for our us to be able to combine our careers. They're very different careers, but it's neat to be able to share our careers in such a special way.
Yeah, and I can imagine what it feels like. I was fortunate. I've seen three of the space shuttles lift off. One of them, I was right in one of the parks near the Space Center. And when that rocket lifted off the ground, we were, I think, 3 or 4 miles away. We could feel the ground shake from the thrust of those engines. So I just can't imagine how you felt sitting up on top of that rocket.
Well, it's you know, the adrenaline is really going. It's the space shuttle launch is something that everybody's a part of. The crew, obviously, you feel the vibration, and you are right there. But like you say, even the people who watch, it's not something you just watch. You feel it and you experience it. You can feel your clothes shake, and it gets so bright you can barely look at it. So it's a neat thing for everybody to experience.
It really is. I'm really sad that Obama did kill off the space shuttle, but hopefully you'll be able to tell us a little bit more about what the future and NASA has planned for us. We're going to take a quick break, Rex and Lance, and when we come back, we'll talk a lot about the float, and you can tell us about some of the flowers that are being used and how long it takes to make a float like this.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Good day, Peter Kraschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 30th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $15.68. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.07.52, $803.76 for a half ounce, and $401.88 for a quarter ounce. $16.07.52, $803.76, and $401.88.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Well, good morning. You're listening to the Paul Parrott Garden Club, and we are talking about the Tournament of Roses, this incredible parade that all of us look forward to. There's nothing like it in the world, and if you're ever fortunate enough to go to the parade, it's something that you really, really should do. We have two wonderful gentlemen joining us today that are going to tell us about the parade. Lance and Rex Wilhelm, they are brothers. One is a gardener, and one is an astronaut. And that's the theme of the Bayer float. Now, can you tell us about the float a little bit?
Sure. The Bayer Advance float is called Garden of Imagination. And in the front of the float, there'll be an archway. And again, this will be in the fifth float in the parade that's covered with red roses. And then as you walk into the garden, Rex and I will actually be standing at the end of what's a rocket trail. And then the rocket trail kind of creeps up. And then at the very end of the rocket trail, obviously, there will be a rocket. Now, the rocket will be up about 30 feet in the air. So, like you were talking, these floats are built in the float barn. And according so that they can get these in and out of the barn and also under overpasses that will be on the route of the parade, the back end in the trail, the rocket will actually have to be able to fold down. So this morning, we've got the judging that you were also mentioning about 1 o'clock. And starting at 8 this morning, they'll be pulling these floats out into the parking lot of the float barn. They'll bring everything up. They'll be all finished. That's why it's so exciting this morning, because we really get to see the amount of work that was done at the last minute last night. And, you know, I was thinking that people can actually go to a website and actually view the floats on a webcam, and the website for that is phxdeco, which stands for phoenixdecorating.com, and they can watch some of what's going on in the float barn. So this is probably the most exciting day of the whole thing, and so Rex and I will get up on the float and we'll be doing our waves while the judges go by. And the Bayer Advance float has won awards 11 out of the last 12 years, so we hope we get an award this year, and we'll be waving at everybody.
Oh, that'll be great. Give us that website one more time, Lance.
It's at www.phxdeco.com.
.com. Okay.
Yeah, or they can Google Phoenix Decorating also.
That'll be wonderful. Now, the float, you said, has 20,000 roses,
right,
all in individual vials, plus other flowers also, right?
Oh, you bet. You know, I was just looking at the list of flowers that are on here. I mean, it's unbelievable. We got tulips, tons, mums. We even, you know, a lot of greenery, too, curly willow, ginger leaves. One of the interesting things, if you look at the floats on, in the parade tomorrow, you'll see that there's a lot of things that are very silvery. And that's actually the silver leaf, which is an Australian plant, a leucodendron. And when they put those on, they actually have to arrange the leaves in the exact same direction so that the light reflects off them perfectly. So the amount of work they do is just phenomenal. But there'll be hydrangeas, Veronica, bells of Ireland. Oh, the list goes on and on. Canterbury bells, delphiniums, snapdragon stock. And, you know, they just don't, a lot of dry flowers, and there'll be a whole bunch of, you know, all volunteers. A lot of them are high school kids and college kids, and they'll be sitting around in groups pulling individual petals off the chrysanthemums and putting them in little boxes, and then those will be glued individually in the right area. So it's just it's amazing.
Can you tell our listeners, I know the answer, but can you tell our listeners what happens after the parade to all of these flowers? And I know there's a lot of them that will even have vegetables and fruits on them.
That's right. You know, one of the really amazing things I saw a couple of years, there was a float that had a dragon. And to create the scales of the dragon, they use kumquats. So they slice these kumquats in half and put them all along to create the scale of the dragon. So being a citrus grower, I love that. But yeah, what happens is we'll go down the float route, and they end at Pasadena High School, which is what we call post parade, and the floats will be on display there for 1 or 2 days where people can actually walk along and get a really close look at them. But then as it's over, a lot of the flowers are recycled. You know, some of the flowers go into potpourris and things, and a lot of the other stuff is composted, so we try not to waste anything.
It's absolutely wonderful. We're going to have to take another break. When we come back, we'll talk with Rex. And Rex, if you could tell us a little bit about what the future is going to be for NASA now that the space shuttle program is over. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking about the Tournament of Roses Parade, and Bayer Advance is in their 12th year, Lance was telling us. They've won 11 trophies out of 12 years for the most incredible floats. And this year, they're honoring two brothers, Lance and Rex. Both grew up together in agriculture. Lance is a citrus grower and a garden writer, and has written a best-selling book called Roses for Dummies. So if you're interested in learning how to grow roses, there's no better person to teach you than Lance. But his brother has seen things a little differently. He wanted to go and change the world. And he did. He became an astronaut. I was wondering, Rex, if you would tell our listeners your story about your quest to become an astronaut.
Oh, yeah, Paul. I started dreaming about flying at a very young age. And my original plan was to become a pilot, then a test pilot, and an astronaut, hopefully. But after graduating from college, I went into the Air Force and went to pilot training, and the doctor there said I had a heart murmur, and he wouldn't let me fly. And so I couldn't be a pilot, but they said I could be a backseater, a person who flew with the pilots as a flight test engineer. And so I worked for several years to get preparation to become a flight test engineer, and went back to the doctor about 7 years later when I got accepted to school to become a flight test engineer to get this waiver that I needed. And the doctor said, well, you don't need a waiver because you don't have a heart murmur. So in the 7 years from pilot training to when I got this physical, the criteria changed and they had better equipment. They said, I don't need a waiver so I can become a flight test engineer. And then since I didn't have a heart murmur, I could potentially become an astronaut someday. So I after doing flight test work for several years, I applied to be an astronaut. Didn't get accepted on the first time. But the second time I applied, I got in. So that was about 15 and a half years ago. And I ended up achieving the dream that I wanted to, but the path I took was a lot different than I expected.
Now, you've flown in 3 space shuttle missions?
Yes. The first one was in 2002, and the space station was just starting the construction, and we put a big truss, a backbone on the space station. And then 6 years later, I flew up a European laboratory module we put on the space station. And then just July of just this last year, we went up for the final run of the space shuttle program, STS-135, and we resupplied the space station to get them well stocked up so they can be well supplied until the commercial providers that are coming online can resupply the space station.
Now, we've all grown up. I mean, I remember Alan Shepard and all the astronauts, how they kept us glued to the TV set. And today that's all past history. What can we look forward to for the future coming from NASA?
You bet. Well, as you know, we're in a transition period now, which is always a little bit difficult, but we have a really exciting future coming up. Because right now we've retired the space shuttle because for the last 10 years the space shuttle has been used to construct the space station. It's our heavy lifter. It's what gets us our big pieces up to the space station. So we've been using it in that role, and it's been done marvelously at that role. Now that we're complete to the space station, we can enter a new era in the space station program. We're called the era of utilization, where we really use it for that groundbreaking research, everything from medical science to learning about systems that control spacecraft in space for a long time, to groundbreaking just basic research in space. And so while the space shuttle has been retired, the way we're going to get to the space station, get our people up there, they're going to be manning the space station all year round, 24/7. So we'll always have Americans up there. But we're going to hitch rides with the Russians. The Russians are our partners, and they do a good job at that. So for the next, 3 to 5 years, we're going to be riding to the space station with the Russians. But in the meantime, we're going to be developing commercial capabilities here in the U.S. that can launch our own astronauts. We've been going to low Earth orbit to the space station altitude for about 50 years now. So we need to develop our own capabilities here in the U.S., and that's what we're working on. And besides that, while these commercial companies can provide access to the space station, NASA is going to concentrate on the true exploration, building a rocket and a crew system that can go farther from Earth than we've ever gone before, to maybe an asteroid or back to the moon or maybe one day to Mars. So it's an exciting future. It's going to take some time, but we'll get there.
That's great news. That's great news. I know all of us that have enjoyed all of the benefits. I mean, the space program, all of the technology that it has provided for us as everyday Americans, we can now cook better and safer. We've gone from telephone booths, everybody having their own cell phone, and all of the technology that we have picked up because of the space program has just been amazing. And it's good news to hear that the space program is going to be there to continue to improve our life.
You bet. And, Paul, we're continuing the research, and we're learning all sorts of interesting things. And the story of Lance and I kind of comes full circle with me on the space station, from working in the family garden as a kid all the way to the space station. And the space station, we're growing things up there, too. We're growing alfalfa, some fruits or some vegetables, and like lettuce, and they provide us ways to feed our astronauts when we go on these long voyages to come. When we go to Mars, we can't just bring all our food with us. We need to be able to grow some as we go. And even in my last space shuttle flight, we brought up some experiments that we did to test how nitrogen interacts with plant seedlings. So it all kind of comes back full circle, and the things we learn in space are very useful here on Earth.
Now, if we put both you and Lance in the garden, who's going to become the better gardener, you or Lance?
That's no question. Lance is a better gardener. He doesn't trust me for anything in the garden, so he's definitely the man there. He is he has the useful knowledge. You know, if anybody has everybody has a garden or a backyard, so they always have questions, and Lance is the person they call. You know, nobody calls me and says, "Hey, I've got a problem with my space station. Can you come over and help me fix it?" So Lance has the useful knowledge. I have the more arcane knowledge.
That's you heard wonderful. It from the astronaut.
Now, Lance, I've met you a couple of times, and we've talked a little bit here and there. Tell us about what you have done in the gardening industry. I know you've co-authored more than 30 different books about gardening. What is your favorite area of gardening?
Well, you know, I love to grow food plants, you know, and our father was kind of a do-it-yourselfer guy, and we lived in three different homes, and mostly in California, but also in Michigan, and he always did all the landscaping, he did all the patios and the decks, and we were always involved as kids, but one of my favorite things was always working in the vegetable garden, because we had a great vegetable garden, and, you know, I can still remember the big beefsteak tomatoes that we used to grow there, and the flavor, and how good they were, and how better they were than anything we could get in the supermarket, so... You know, I love to grow vegetables. Obviously, I love to grow roses. I have a lot of specialties. And then, you know, I love fruit. I mean, I love citrus as well. I've been involved with citrus. It was one of the first gardening books that I ever wrote. I was involved in, we live in Exeter, California, which is very close to University of California Field Station. And that's where we originally did all the photography and a lot of the research, and so now I grow specialty citrus. We grow oddball stuff like blood oranges, bergamot sour orange, yuzu, Buddha's hand citron. So fruit and vegetables, I really enjoy the edibles.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, on this float that Bay Advance is going to be showing us tomorrow, they have a brand new rose. Can you tell us about that rose, Lance?
Yeah, I sure can. You know, one of the great things about the Bay Advance float is that every year we introduce the new All-America Rose Selections. And, you know, as you know, these are the best of the best new roses. They've been trialed and tested across the country for 2 years. And this year's rose is Sunshine Daydream. It's a new yellow grandiflora with great disease resistance, a big, vigorous bush, really a nice plant, nice cut flower. And that's why, you know, it's so great because, you know, a lot of the roses, you know, 20,000 roses on the float, and most of these roses are greenhouse roses. If you tried to grow them out in your yard, they probably wouldn't do very well, even if you could find them. But the Bay Advance float really has garden roses on it, so we can, you know, these are roses that people can really grow in their backyard, and that's why I love introducing new All-America Rose Selections.
I know when we were at the in Raleigh at the Bayer conference, they thought very, very highly of you, and they asked you quite a few questions about roses. Can you give our listeners some ideas and some tips with spring coming shortly here and hopefully sooner than later, of what people should do to have the best roses in town?
You bet. You know, Bay Advance makes the official rose care products of the Tournament of Roses. Yeah, I have some tips that I give everybody. And the first one is to do a little bit of homework and find out about what roses grow best in your area. Not all roses grow everywhere. If you live in a real cold climate, there are hardy varieties. If you live in a warm, humid climate, you want to make sure that the varieties have good disease resistance. You can get some of these lists from your local rose society, or you can visit a local rose garden, or, you know, anybody who's experienced. So do a little homework, get the varieties that you want and that are going to do well in your area. And then, of course, plant in full sun. Roses need 6 to 8 hours of full sun to really do well. The less sun you have, the fewer flowers you're going to have, but also the more disease is problems you're going to have. So that's important. Regular water and fertilizer. You know, in most areas, roses are going to need at least one deep watering a week. And when you do water, water properly, get the water down to, you know, 12 to 18 inches, apply a good mulch to conserve water, and then fertilize on a regular basis. Roses, if you want to keep them blooming, you know, you need to provide nitrogen. So I recommend you fertilize about every 4 to 6 weeks. proper pruning, you know, pruning, and it's coming up to pruning season in a lot of different areas. So it really pays again to kind of, you know what you're doing. The important thing is to get out there and do it and know the rules and why we prune. And then, of course, you know, control insects and diseases, and we can certainly help you with that at Bayer Advanced. And we've got some great tools at BayerAdvanced.com. So, you know, those are my general tips.
Now, the name of your book and how people can purchase the book.
Yeah, Roses for Dummies is one of the ones that we concentrate on. I've done a number of Roses books, but that one was really probably the most fun. You know, anybody who's familiar with the Dummies books know that they're a lot of fun to read, but they're full of great information and very thorough. And you can get that through the normal book channels, the online places, and any of the big bookstores.
That's just great. I can't wait to see the parade, and I hope that everybody listening has a chance to listen to watch the actual parade. So the Bayer Float is going to be the fifth float in line.
That's right, and the parade will be starting at 8 o'clock Pacific time. So if you're on the East Coast, that's going to be 3 hours later. You know, and it'll be on a variety of channels from ABC, NBC, HGTV, and places like that. So it will be the fifth float. So yeah, we'll be waving at everybody.
The thing that really amazes me is, as you said, the float is 30 feet tall. It's 18 feet wide and 55 feet long, and every square inch is covered with flowers.
It's amazing.
Guys, it really is. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We wish you the best of luck with the parade, and we'll be waving right back. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or under watering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Well, good morning and happy new year to all of you. I hope that you enjoyed listening a little bit about the Tournament of Roses parade. It really is something, and it's incredible to see. I hope that all of you have the opportunity someday to go and see the parade and to be there during the parade itself. One of the highlights that we had was, you know, working on the actual float, getting up real, real early so that we could be in the bleachers to see the parade itself, and it was amazing. We got there at 5 o'clock in the morning to get our seats in the bleachers. And when we got there, there were literally thousands of people asleep on the sidewalk on old mattresses, sleeping bags. They had set up tents, and they were there all night long partying and getting ready for the parade. Within a half an hour of the parade starting, all of the debris and all of the waste material had been picked up and cleaned. Everybody was ready for the parade. After the parade, it was taken to the high school, to the big park, where it was all put into a big circle where you could take all of the close-up pictures. I have a whole album of just the pictures of the parade, and every vegetable, every fruit, every leaf that you can imagine, and the flowers are all incredible. So it's really something that if you get a chance someday, you should go. You would really, really enjoy it. Now, the weather has been mild across the whole country, and I know a lot of you have roses. What I would suggest that you do is that you protect your roses between now and spring. And there is no better protection that if you have a Christmas tree, take the tree down, cut all of the branches off, and drape the branches like a teepee over your roses, especially newly planted roses. They need the most protection. They should have 2 to 3 inches of bark mulch, compost, pine needles, some type of organic matter over them to keep them from freezing and thawing the way it's been this year. But wind and sun can really hurt roses if you live in a cold climate. In the Northeast, whether you live in New York, New England, Michigan, Minnesota, the winter has been very mild, and it's going to change, so that if you can take your Christmas tree, cut it up in pieces, and try and cover up your roses the best that you can. If you have roping that you decorated around your door, a Christmas wreath, a centerpiece, cover your roses with them. It will make a big difference. And what you'll really enjoy, in the middle of July, you'll smell the balsam and the various types of evergreens that you use as a Christmas tree as a mulch in your bed. But you'll smell the fragrance. So you get a recycling of the holiday as a fragrance. And I think that you will really, really enjoy it. Now, if you want to see something that's just as exciting as a Rose Bowl, remember, we are headed to the Chelsea Flower Show, May 22nd through the 30th. It's only a few months away. We do have a few spots left. And this is an incredible flower show. It is rated number one in the world, not just in England, but it is the number one flower show in the world. Anything that's new is going to be introduced at the show. An annual, a perennial, a tree, a shrub, it will all be there. So if you'd like to join us, go to the website, paulparent.com, click on the Chelsea Flower Show. We'd love to have you. And if you've never traveled in a group, this is a group that you will enjoy, because it's like one big family. We all move together. It's wonderful.